Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
So when I was transitioning from 6th grade to 7th grade that summer, my mom took me over to Pueblo, Colorado to do some school shopping. And we grew up in Monta Vista, Colorado, which if you're familiar with the state, it's right down in the south-central part of the state in the San Luis Valley. I grew up in a town of about 3,500 people, so we'd go over to Pueblo, which was about 2.5 hours away, and that's where, you know, my orthodontist was and things like that. Well, I had been looking around, going from grade school to junior high. Junior high is connected with our high school. So we had 7th and 8th grade, and then the high school was 9 through 12. Well, they were all on the same campus. We shared the same cafeteria and same gymnasium and things like that. Well, I thought, okay, man, I'm going in with the big boys now. So I had been kind of watching what some of the older kids were wearing and trying to figure out like what I wanted for school clothes. Now, I've got to remember, this is before the internet, and I grew up in a place where we had 3 channels of TV, and if it was snowing, we might get one, and if it was snowing really hard, we'd get none. And I had KSLV, which was King of the San Luis Valley Country Radio, and I had a Forum Report radio, so we were kind of on an island, so to speak, fashion-wise. So I decide, hey, this is what I want, Mom. I want these bell-bottom corduroy pants. I mean, you got to think Brady Bunch, right? Blue, baby blue corduroy pants. They come down at the knee and then the pants just start to bell out. And the look then was you wear them with these, what I called waffle snomper boots. And they were just these like kind of new buck lace up boots that had like a waffle stomper tread or a Vibram sole. And the idea was the look is to get those pants to where they just were touching the ground in the back and they flared out in the front and they covered the front of the boot. So it's like almost like a cone of pant over your boot. And I thought, man, that's the fashion. This is the way I'm going to go. So I go and I buy a couple pairs of these bell-bottom corduroy pants and some other things for school clothes. And I go showing up to school the first day in junior high. Well, apparently, this is early 80s. Apparently, between my thinking this was a good idea to when school started, those bell-bottom pants had gone out of fashion. So I'm showing up at school wearing these bell-bottom pants thinking I'm like really cool walking around. Everybody's like, dude, what's wrong with your pants? You can't see your feet. You got shoes on? They're giving me all this stuff. And I was just devastated. So, you know, I spent the second half of the day trying to tuck my pants into my boots and trying to look different, look normal. So I went home and I just never wore the pants again. I just put them away. Well, my mom was like, where's those new pants I bought you? How come you're not wearing them to school? And I was like, oh, I kept making excuses. And then she finally kept pushing back on me and said, look, you know, I spent good money on those pants. How come you're not wearing them? So I finally came clean and confessed. And she thought, well, that's just tough. I needed to wear them. And I couldn't do it. And my point of the story is what really crushed my mom about this thing is that, you know, she spent good money on these pants when we weren't using them. And nobody, I mean, nobody wants to spend money on something that they don't use. And that's just the way life goes. And we see that all the time. And this week's show, I mean, I'm going to tell you, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the difference of asset-based and traditional plans because there's one major distinct difference. And that is one of these plans will pay you back if you never use them. And that has become very, very attractive in the long-term care insurance world. And this show is going to be dedicated to Meredith down in Lacey. And Meredith sent the question of the week, and you can do that at our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. You'll see it right there on the homepage, Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week. And so Meredith sends this question in, and it says, what happens to the money I pay for my plan if I never use it? Well, that's the million-dollar question, right? That is one of, believe it or not, statistically, they've done all these surveys. That is one of the number one excuses people make for not putting a long-term care insurance plan in place. You hit them over the head with statistically, you're going to end up in long-term care, 70% chance. However, there's people are still looking at saying, well, I don't want to pay for something I'm not going to use. It just doesn't make sense to me. And I think that at the end of the day, we have to be very aware that the programs have changed. The original long-term care insurance plans came out in the 1970s. They work like homeowners insurance or car insurance. I mean, they don't give you money back if you don't wreck your car. They don't give you money back when you sell your house if it didn't burn down, right? We pay for that insurance to mitigate that risk of something happening. And long-term care insurance started out the same way. However, there's been some major changes now with these new asset and hybrid-based plans. So we're going to spend a little bit of time talking on those in today's shows and talk about what happens to your money that you put into one of these plans if you don't get a chance to use them. Now, before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about our next class that we have. I have a class actually this morning. It's our last class for 2019. We got a nice big full house signed up for that, so I'm looking forward to seeing everybody here in a few minutes this morning. But our next class is going to be January. Believe it or not, we're into 2020. This is going to be Saturday, January 18th at 9 a.m. And so if you couldn't make it to our December class or you missed that November class, both those classes filled up pretty quickly, this is your next chance, Saturday morning, January 18th at 9 a.m. And again, the classes are free. It's just a way for you to come in and just really expand on the knowledge on some of the things we talk about on the radio. We're going to teach you about what long-term care is, what it pays for, where it pays for care. We're going to talk about the different types of plans. We're going to go over some examples and just really give you a chance to wrap your mind around all this information that we're talking about. And everybody gets a copy of our book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. So again, class is free. We just ask that you sign up because we have limited space in our training room. And so we've got an amount of people that we put in there. But 525longtermcare.com is where you sign up. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And stick around. We're going to head into our first break, but when we come back, let's talk a little bit today about the difference between an asset-based plan and a traditional plan. We'll be right back to Long Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. Many people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Do not make that mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you will not become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay you back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has a long-term care planning class coming up January 18th. Seating will be limited for this first class of the year. So sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. It's a free class. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. Again, we got a class this morning. I'm looking forward to heading over to Bellevue and teaching everybody a little bit about what we talk about here on the radio. And then our next class, you just heard some of the ads. We're going to be in January the 18th. That's a Saturday at 9 a.m. So you might want to sign up. Our last couple classes have filled up pretty quickly. But again, the classes are free. So feel free to sign up for that and come see us and learn a little bit about what we're talking about. This week's show, we're going to really just spend some time talking about the difference of plans. And really, there's two distinct types of plans out there, asset-based and traditional plans. And this show is dedicated to Meredith down in Lacey. And she just sent us a question last week on our website that just said, what happens to the money I pay into my plan if I never use it? And that's a big million-dollar question. Again, statistically speaking, when they do survey after survey, that's a number one reason people still give for not putting a plan in place, is they say, I don't want to pay for something I'm not going to use. And, you know, again, it goes back to what I say all the time. I'm buying a long-term care plan. I'm kind of betting against myself, right? I'm saying, if I buy this plan, then I'm going to end up needing it and da-da-da, but I'm really healthy and I don't think I will need it, so I'm just going to waste that money if I do buy a plan. And so I want to spend a little bit of time about the two distinct different types of ways we can put a long-term care insurance plan and kind of answer Meredith's question. Let's start off by talking about a traditional long-term care insurance plan. This is what the industry calls long-term care insurance. I call it the traditional because this is the original design from 1974. It was the Fireman's Fund that started this plan, and it was really designed as nursing home insurance. So people like my great-grandmother lived in her home until her late 60s. She had congestive heart failure, and then, you know, when we got to the point where the family couldn't take care of her, she was on her own, we took her down to the nursing home. There wasn't really the big difference or all the options that we have today with assisted living and adult family homes and in adult daycare. It was pretty much, you know, the nursing home, and usually it was attached to the hospital somewhere. And so the original need back then, you know, nursing homes were expensive. So that need said, hey, let's come and get some nursing home insurance. And again, a lot of those policies were for 1 year or 2 years because people just didn't spend that much time in long-term care situations. Really what they were doing is, I mean, they were still in long-term care. It's just that they were living with their family members. And so the nursing home ended up being the last stop. Once their level of care exceeded the amount of care the family could provide, then they went to the nursing home, and maybe that was the last 6 months or year of their life. So the original plan started out as nursing home insurance, and they kind of evolved from there. But ultimately, what you're doing with a traditional plan is you are buying a bucket of money. Just think of it as the bucket of money. It could be a small bucket, a big bucket. Inside that bucket, the water that's in there, that represents the insurance that you have. And then you're deciding, how fast can I pull the money out of that bucket? So that's your monthly benefit. Do I want $3,000 a month? Do I want $5,000? Do I want $6,000? And depending on how big a bucket you want and how much you're pulling out, you're going to have a plan that lasts you 2 years or 4 years or 6 years. Or there's even the unlimited plans. There's unlimited traditional plans out there now. Just one carrier that offers an unlimited traditional plan. But the idea is you design that plan the way you want it, and then you just pay your annual premiums. That's it. You're going to pay annual premiums, or you're going to pay monthly premiums. However you set that up, and the money goes to the insurance company. The insurance company is going to put that in their cash reserve accounts and try to get their interest on that and save that money to pay the benefits down the road. Now, when your health is compromised on a traditional plan, what happens is you stop making those payments. So that means once I go on claim, I'm not making those payments anymore. And so that is what we call waiver of premium. So I've paid for 12 years or I've paid for 22 years. Now my health is compromised. I trigger a claim. I stop making the annual payments. That's the way a traditional plan works. Now, the other thing to know about these traditional plans is those premiums are treated like health insurance. So what that means is if I'm a business owner, I can deduct part of those premiums. So if I'm a sole proprietor, I'm a partnership, I'm a sub-S corporation, I get to deduct part of those premiums. And those amounts are going to be lined out each year. They're going to change a little bit, but it's going to be based on your age. And it's going to be based on the year. So what happens is this year, maybe you can deduct $4,200, and then next year it might be $4,300. And then once you hit, it goes in, think of it like decade blocks, like 50 to 60, 60 to 70, over 70. But anyway, the point is that you can deduct part of those premiums. Now, you can also pay part of those premiums tax-free money, with tax-free money out of a health savings account. So that's the other thing, this advantage of saying, hey, I have a health savings account. I can pay part of these premiums again up to those IRS limits. Now, if you're a C corporation, you can write 100% of the premiums off. It doesn't matter how much they are or what the age is. It just says within reasonable amounts. But a long-term care plan that you buy from a carrier, that's what the premium is. So it's reasonable. So if you're a C corporation, you can buy a plan for your employees. You can write off 100% of those expenses as a business expense. The benefits still come back tax-free to the individual when they go on claim. So those are some of the nuances of traditional plans, and that's why there's still a spot for traditional business plans out there, especially for business owners, because they can deduct part of those premiums. Now, traditional long-term care insurance can be the least expensive way to put a plan in place. And what I mean by that is that you can put a plan in place today, pay one annual premium, and go on claim tomorrow. And if you've got a lifetime benefit, well, guess what? You're not making premium payments anymore. If you got 6 years of coverage, you got 6 years of coverage, but you're not making premium payments anymore. So if you put a plan in place and you go on claim early, it can be one of the least expensive ways to go. Now, I say that because the problem is, if I put a plan in place, this goes back to the question that Meredith had, what happens to my money if I don't use my plan? Well, on a traditional plan, you don't get any of those premium backs. So if I'm paying $5,000 a year for 20 years, I've put $100,000 into my plan. If I go on claim for 2 months and I use $20,000, that's it. That's all the money I got back. But the average claim paid out on a traditional plan is 4 years. And so what will happen is most people will be trading pennies today for dollars in the future. But if you do not use your plan on a traditional long-term care insurance plan, there is no refund to the state. It's just insurance. It works the same as our homeowner's insurance. It works the same as our car insurance. We don't hope that our house burns down, but if it does burn down, the insurance is going to pay. The long-term care is the same way. We don't necessarily hope we're going to use it, but we know that the odds are stacked against us. And if we do use it, we get that benefit. However, if we don't use it or we only are in claim for a few months, we don't get any of the difference on the money that we pay back. So keep in mind that it can be the least expensive way to pay, but it can also be the most expensive if you pay into a plan for 35, 40 years and you just never use any of it. That's what most people are worried about. And be honest with you, that's rare. The vast majority of people that buy a long-term care plan today will use the plan and get their money back. So keep that in mind with traditional plans. The other thing you need to know about a traditional plan is that there are no guarantees on those rates. So if I've got that $5,000 annual premium that I'm budgeting for, the insurance company can raise the rates. And I think that's probably what you're going to see out there is scaring people the most, is they're afraid that they're going to buy a plan today and the rates are going to go up. However, what you need to understand is that there's a rate stabilization act that went into place in really 2001. And what that simply did is it really put new rules and regulations in place to set there for the insurance company to say, look, we want you to price these plans today, assuming that you cannot make rate changes. Now, legally, they can make rate changes, but they're under more pressure. They're under more scrutiny. They have to prove that money that they need is simply going to pay the claims for the plans. So when we look at this statistically, what's happened out there is we've got a lot of people that are on these old plans that have seen rate increases, and they're afraid that that's what's going to happen on their existing plans. And that's just not the case. What we have today is we've got a lot more people that are in situations that these plans taken out after 2004 that are not seeing rate changes. I've got a plan that I took out years ago. I have not seen any rate increases at all. So keep that in mind. I don't think that should be something to scare you. And ultimately, with a traditional plan, there's a lot of flexibility to that plan, meaning that I can design a 2-year plan, a 4-year plan, $3,000 a month, $6,000 a month. I can put inflation factors. I have a lot of control over how I design that plan, which ultimately will affect the amount I put in. But at the end of the day, this goes back to Meredith's question. It's a use it or lose it policy, which means I put the money into the plan. I don't use it. I don't get my money back. Now, the flip side of that are these new plans, what we call asset-based. They're also called linked benefits. That's the technical term that the IRS calls them. Or you'll hear them called hybrid insurance plans, hybrid long-term care insurance plans. And really what those boil down to is that the main difference with an asset-based plan is just that. There is an asset in the plan, whether you use it or not. There is some value. And so there's several different versions of these plans, but ultimately at the end of the day, the one thing they have in common is that the premiums that you put into these plans, whether it's a lump sum up front or whether you pay over time, you're going to get that money back. And that is the key difference. They can be funded in a single deposit. They can be funded over multiple years, which is like a 5-year, a 10-year, a 15-year period, a 20-year period. They can be funded over a continuous pay period, which says, hey, I'm going to pay until I go on claim. But again, the big difference with these plans is that the payments are guaranteed level. So that's another advantage that these hybrid-based plans have. Now, the plans are guaranteed to return that money back to you. A lot of the plans will even give you more money back than you put into them. You'll hear some of those on our Client of the Week. And other plans, you can trade some of that money that's coming back to you for maximum long-term care, which I did. I have a lifetime benefit on my asset-based plan. I will actually put more money into the plan than I'm going to get back if I never use it. But I'm not worried about that because my plan covers both myself and my wife, and the odds are 92%+ that we will use it for long-term care. And I just want you to keep in mind with these asset-based plans, there's a wide range of ways to fund these plans. We can use retirement accounts in a tax-efficient way and spread the taxes out over years. We can use reverse mortgages if we need to. We can use savings or CDs. You can pay over time. You can do any combination of lump sums or lump sum and payments. So there's just a lot of flexibility with the plans. And the bottom line with these plans is that I'm in control just like a traditional. I'm designing the amount of coverage that I want. I'm deciding how I pay for that plan. And at the end of the day, all of these asset-based plans have one thing in common: win, lose, or draw. There's some value in that plan. So it simply means if I win, I live a nice long life, my premiums weren't wasted, I'm going to get my money back or more money back than I put into my plan. If I go on claim, I lose, I could have up to a lifetime of long-term care benefits and never run out of long-term care based on that single deposit or however I funded my plan. And if I draw for whatever reason, if I'm in a divorce or my business fails and I need to cancel that plan, the plans will have some value to them. And you can design that into your plan at the beginning too, saying, you know what, if I need to cancel my plan, I'm going to get 100% of my money back, so we can do that as well too. So again, traditional, win, lose, or draw is on the asset base. Traditional is use it or lose it. So stick around. I've got a Client of the Week, actually, I'm going to go over. I'm going to show you how we set up one of these asset-based plans that are guaranteed to pay him back. But we're going to head into a break real quick, so stick around. We'll be back to more Long-Term Care Radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, as we close out the year and look ahead to a crazy election year in 2020, what's the number one thing investors need to be aware of?
Dory, I'll tell you the same thing I told you when you and Suzanne became clients: risk management. We're looking at 10 to 15 new prospective client portfolios every week. And I see two things: A, people are being far too cautious, or B, people aren't being nearly cautious enough. And remember, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. We can take less risk, pay far less in fees, and increase our upside potential. And our free booklet, Common Sense Investing, will show you exactly how we do that.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing, 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK or knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm's licensed to conduct business. Fuller Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. And again, thanks for tuning in on this Saturday. We've got, again, an upcoming class in 2020. I've got a class this morning, but our next class will be January on the 18th. That's a Saturday morning at 9 a.m. So for those of you that have been trying to get to one of those classes, couldn't make it, we get emails on a regular basis asking us when our next class is. Just for your information, they're always going to be updated on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Just go there. You'll see under upcoming events, you can sign up. And we always will have the updated classes there as we add them and get them on the calendar for you there. So that's a great place to go there. And we're going to, you know, we've been talking today about a little bit of the difference on the traditional versus the asset-based plans, with the underlying main difference on an asset-based plan is that it's going to pay you back whether you use the plan or not. And there's a wide variety of ways to do this. So I'll get these calls. People say, well, how much is long-term care insurance? And I'm saying, you know, it's not like you're calling up and asking how much is a pound of hamburger. It's very, you're designing this plan and there's all these features and it's just like buying a car. Do you want the heated seats? Do you want the cooled seats? Do you want the heated steering wheel? Do you want the tech package? What's really important to you? Do you just really want good gas mileage? You don't care about that stuff. And so insurance companies give us a tremendous amount of flexibility and it's different for everybody. Some people are just adamant that they want a plan that's going to pay them back if they don't use it or get more money back if they don't use it. Other people are sitting there saying, well, truthfully, it's just insurance. I watched my parents go through this. I just want the cheapest way to fund a plan. And for a lot of people, that's where traditional still makes a lot of sense. Again, especially for business owners. The main difference on this I didn't touch on is traditional and asset based. You may not qualify for a traditional plan where you would qualify for an asset based. The underwriting is stricter on traditional plans, simply because you're inching that money in over time. And remember, it's got a waiver of premium. So you pay 2 years and then you end up on claim. That's it. That's all the money they're getting out of you. Where an asset-based plan, if you're walking in with a big lump sum of money to put into the plan, the companies are going to be a little bit more flexible on that because they have that money up front to work with and they know that. And so they're going to just use a little bit different underwriting standards on those. They're going to, you know, they're not going to be quite as cautious as a traditional plan. And that's kind of an example that I have this week right now for Peter, who is 70, and Becky, who is 67. And at the bottom of the hour, I always try to come back and do a client of the week, which is show you how we designed a plan for one of our clients that came in. And this is a classic. I just love this example. This is one of our most popular plans that we do. And the reason why is because we're going to take advantage of using some retirement accounts and we're going to spread those taxes out and take advantage of the required minimum distributions. And what I mean by that is Peter is 70 years old. So now he's in a situation where he has to start taking money out of his qualified accounts. So that's your IRAs, that's your 401k. You can save, right? But at age 70 now, if you're retired, you've got to start taking that money out at age 70 and a half. So that's what Peter's looking at. So Peter's looking at pulling out, you know, he's going to have to pull out another chunk of money every year that he is not going to use for income. He's got pension, he's got Social Security, they got a little rental income. They're comfortable off their income now. He's also going to have Social Security mixed into this. So he's sitting there saying, gosh, I've got to pull this money out whether I like it or not and pay taxes on it. So he had been listening to our show and I was talking about one of these asset-based plans where we can take a chunk of money out of a retirement account, roll it over to the insurance in one lump sum and spread the taxes out over 10 years and count those distributions towards your required minimum distributions. And that's exactly what we're doing. Now think about this too. Peter's 70 and Becky's 67. Now I was talking last week on the show, if you missed it, you can get it on our podcast, but I was talking about some of the considerations with waiting. part of the problem is Peter would have really had a tough time getting qualified for a traditional plan. When we ran the basic underwriting through and we got the pre-screen filled out on him, he might have squeezed in on like a class one or class two level, which would have been a very limited amount of coverage. However, because Asset Base uses different underwriting, we were able to get Peter coverage at age 70 and Becky coverage. And not only did we get him coverage, we got him a lifetime coverage of long-term care. And this is how we did it. And again, as we go through these plans, don't get caught up on the numbers because I know it's hard on the radio. But what I just want you to understand is that there are some really great ways that we can design a plan and effectively use money that you already have and put it to work to protect the rest of your estate. And that's what we're doing here. So we took a single deposit, just one check for $250,000, and we rolled that directly from Peter's retirement account over to the insurance company. So that was actually a transfer. It wasn't a distribution. We took this money out of one IRA, and we basically set up an IRA in the background with the insurance company to fund a long-term care insurance plan, and we're going to fund that plan over 10 years with $30,000 payments. So he's going to have 1099R generated each year for the next 10 years for $30,000. Now, what you need to understand on this is the insurance company is basically giving you a bonus. Why would I do that versus just taking the money out of my RMD, taking the money out of my retirement account myself and paying because I've got to pull the money out? Well, look what he's doing. He's buying $300,000 of insurance for $250,000 up front. So he's making that single deposit of $250,000. They're giving him a 20% bonus guaranteed. So they're saying, look, you give us the $250 today, we will guarantee you that that $250 will make the $10,000, $30,000 payments for you over the course of this plan. So that's what he did. He's going to move that over, and now that $1099 is generated each year for $30,000. Well, guess what? He's going to go in, and if he has to pull a total of $40,000 out of his retirement account, he's going to be able to subtract that $30,000 that the insurance company is pulling out and using to pay his plan because we can aggregate that distribution with his other IRAs. So he's basically putting a big chunk of his money to work that he has to pull out already into this long-term care plan. Now, what does he get as far as long-term care insurance? That's what we're really doing it for. Really, what he's going to end up getting is a check. He's going to be eligible for $11,420 between himself and his wife. So they each are eligible to pull out $5,710 per month per person for the rest of their life. So, I mean, really, when you think about this, you've got like $67,000 of long-term care insurance per person guaranteed for an unlimited amount of time. That's the leverage that we get. If he keeps his $250 in his investment account, he's still going to have to pull out the RMDs. He's going to be able to grow that money, but that's what he's going to have. He's going to have a finite number, whatever that $250 is, minus the taxes that he has to pay when he pulls that money out to pay for long-term care. This money is going to come back to him tax-free on the long-term care side. Because remember, every month, if they're on claim, they're pulling out that $5,700. That is a tax-free source of income. It does not show up on their adjusted gross income line like it does if you're pulling money out of a retirement account. Now, the wonderful thing about this plan is they put $250 in, but what if they never use it? You know, that's what we were talking about earlier in the show, right? Asset-based versus traditional. The main thing about an asset-based plan is it's going to pay you back whether you use it or not. So this particular plan, they're putting $250 in. If they die tomorrow and they never use a dollar of this plan, their estate's going to get $285,000 back, $285,496 to be exact. That is the guaranteed minimum amount that's going to be returned to the estate. Now, if they go on long-term care, and let's say they're only on long-term care for a few months, they use $10,000. That's it. The estate gets the difference, that $285 minus the $10. So they'd get the $275. So my point is they're putting $250 into the plan. They're guaranteed to get $285 back in either long-term care or in a benefit return to the estate, a return of premium. Now, a lot of people sit there and say, no, that doesn't make sense to me. I don't get this. Well, again, we're using actuarial science. And so we're saying, look, we're putting the 250 in. The odds are they're not going to go on claim tomorrow. The company's putting that $250,000 to work. They're getting their interest return on that. However, the reason why the clients are doing that is because they're covered today. So if they're in an accident, they're diagnosed with a disease, or there's a sudden illness that requires some help and they need the long-term care plan, they're covered today. And they each have an unlimited lifetime amount of money that they can pull out of that plan. So this is really the plans that we use for people that say, hey, you know, I'm going to self-insure. That was Peter's initial thing. We had saved up all this money in our retirement account. We're going to use this money we don't need it for income. We'll just, you know, we have to pull it out for RMDs, but we're just going to reinvest the money. We'll use that money to pay for long-term care. Well, here's a more efficient way to do that, because now they're getting leverage. They're getting lifetime coverage for two. And oh, by the way, they also get the concierge care service, which means they have a person that's dedicated to them with the insurance company, the same person every time they call, where their family calls, and they've got the case managers, and they've got the claim specialists, and they've got the people that understand how to read that plan of care and help you in a time of need. So those are the ancillary benefits that come with a long-term care plan. And again, a lot of people just try to make this about money, and I'm sitting there saying, look, you've got this $250 sitting in your IRA. You're going to have to spend it down anyway. We are not changing how much money you have to pull out of your retirement account by setting up this plan. We're simply moving this $250,000 from one pocket to the other pocket. Now, we're going to distribute that money at a much higher rate than you would have to distribute if it was just sitting in an IRA. But what you're going to get out of that plan is you're going to be able to you aggregate that 1099-R with the requirements for your other retirement account. So at the end of the day, if he's got $1 million total in retirement accounts, he has to pull out $36,000. $30,000 is already coming out of this insurance plan. That counts. So now he only has to pull $6,000 a year out of the rest of his retirement accounts. But at the end of the day, what we're really doing is just repositioning money. There's no additional cost to them. There's no additional taxes to them. They have to pull this money out anyway. But now they each have a lifetime benefit of basically a little over $67,000, $68,000 per year per person, which can subsidize their income that they have coming in. Now, remember, he's got pension. He's got Social Security. They don't need a $10,000 a month plan. He could have got one. He could have put $500,000 in, and they could have got over, you know, $11,000 each per month. But they didn't need that much coverage. So we're designing a plan that's going to work for their particular situation, and that's what we did. And the reason why these plans are so great is because if you're sitting there on a retirement account, probably a good chunk of that money is sitting in a bond fund or in some kind of bond investments. Those plans are not really going to perform well moving forward. And so what this plan does is says, look, you give me $250 today, we'll allow you to buy $300,000 of insurance with it. And oh, by the way, we're guaranteed to give you more money back than you put into your plan if you never use it. And we'll spread those taxes out over 10 years, and you can use those distributions towards your total required minimum distributions. So I just love designing these plans. This is one of our most popular plans for people that have qualified money, which I mean IRAs, 401ks, money that they have not paid taxes on, because again, once you turn 70 and a half, you have to start accessing that money, and this allows us a way to put some of that money to work, and it doesn't change how much you have to pull out of that account. So lots more examples too on our website. If you hear these examples, and I know it's hard to follow on the radio, but you can always go back and get our podcast and listen to some of these client of the weeks. But the idea is we're going to design a plan that works great for your situation. Peter at age 70, Becky at age 67, they now have a guaranteed lifetime long-term care benefit for each of them, and they also have a plan that's guaranteed to pay them back more than they put into it if they never use their plan. Stick around. We've got a little bit more long-term care radio coming around the corner. We'll be right back.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hi, this is Brian Ott, host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo Radio. I would like to say thank you for taking the time to tune in this Saturday morning to learn a little about the biggest risk we all face heading into retirement. And that's an extended healthcare event, or what we call long-term care. I've been involved in the long-term care planning business for over a decade, but I became passionate about this subject after watching my grandmother enter into her own extended healthcare situation. My mother became the go-to person, giving up her time to provide the assistance my grandmother initially needed. As her needs increased, my mother eventually buckled under the physical and emotional demands that were placed on her when she stepped into the role of being a caregiver. But we got lucky. My grandmother had purchased a long-term care insurance policy that she was saving until she really needed it. That day came, and we filed the claim and turned on her policy. My grandmother got the care she deserved, but the best part, my mother got her life back. You will hear me talk about many advantages and ways to set up a plan here on Long-Term Care Radio. But at the end of the day, what I really want you to take away from this show is that long-term care planning is about protecting the people you love. It allows you to get the care you deserve, but more importantly, it frees up the people you care about to go on with their lives. Many people simply look at long-term care events as a money issue, meaning they have enough money to weather the storm, so it's okay. What they often forget is the time and the effort it takes to manage a care situation. Who is making those decisions? Who is giving up their time to provide the care? Putting a plan in place not only provides you with a dedicated funding source, it provides you with a team of professionals who know how to provide and manage the level of care you need. So keep listening and think about the people you care about most. And learn more at our website, 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com. And while you're there, sign up for one of our free upcoming classes so you can learn how to protect yourself and your family. And once again, thanks for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. We're just going to finish up our last segment here on this Saturday morning. Then I'm headed over to Bellevue to teach our long-term care planning class. If you missed this one, our next class is Saturday, January 18th. That's a 9 a.m. kickoff time. And really, you're going to learn about some of these things we're talking about today, the asset base, the hybrid plans, how do you fund plans, what they pay for, you know, what does Medicare pay for, how does Medicaid work? We talk about all that stuff in the class. But the real idea for you is to come in and learn and wrap your mind around this. And again, I teach these classes because I got started in this business just really kind of out of spite. My father was killed in an accident at age 60, and I thought, well, okay, things have changed for my mom. I want to go out and get some long-term care insurance for her. So I thought, how hard can it be? So I started talking to insurance agents and financial advisors, and I got so frustrated. People were just giving me quotes, not really asking me any questions. Oh, here's this, here's that. I'd go home and I'd look that company up and I'd be like, well, I don't want my mom to be with that company. I mean, they're not, the ratings aren't really good. And then I'd look up a public company and, oh, they're planning on raising rates. I don't want that. So I really got so frustrated. I went back to school and I got my license and I got into the business, and that was really wise, so I could help my mom out. And then when my grandmother went on claim, years later, that's when I really got passionate about that, because I saw what long-term care insurance planning did. It gave my mom her life back. My grandma got the care she needed, but I'm telling you what, my mom is the one who won. I'm the one who won. My kids weren't, because they got their grandma back in their lives. And so that's really what drives me to teach and educate and do this radio show every week, is because I want you to just wrap your mind around the whole conversation, you know, the whole extent of what a long-term care situation is, what it entails. It's not just about whether you have enough money. You know, there's the emotional and the physical stress that's passed on to your family. There's the planning part of it. There's all these issues. And really what we're just trying to say is, come educate yourself. And then when you learn about some of these new programs, we're going to help you design a plan that fits for your situation. And I will guarantee you that your plan is going to be different than my plan. My plan is going to be different than somebody else's plan. But at the end of the day, we're all going to have some kind of meaningful protection, something that is meaningful to us, something that's meaningful to our situation, and something that's going to protect our loved ones. So our next class, we have it this morning, which is pretty filled up. And then on the 18th of January, Saturday, 2020, that's going to be my first class of the year 2020. And I still can't believe we're going into 2020. That just seems kind of scary to me, but here we are. So, you know, today we spent a lot of time talking about the difference in the traditional and asset-based plans, with the underlying fact that an asset-based plan is going to pay you back if you don't use it. And a lot of people find that very attractive. So a lot of people will say, well, that's the only plan I want. And it brings us back to a question like, when would I use a traditional plan versus an asset-based plan? So before we go today, I just want to spend a little bit of time kind of breaking that subject down on when I would use a traditional plan and when maybe I would look at an asset-based plan, meaning who's it really right for? And one of the things I want to look at on a traditional plan is they still have a strong place in this market. If we crunch the numbers and we do the math, traditional plans can still be the least costly way to put a plan in place. There are some pros and cons to everything, right? I mean, just because you get the cheapest car, does that make it the best car for you? Not necessarily. So we just have to look at it. But for some situations, traditional plans make a lot of sense. Number one, if you're a business owner, there's some tax deductibility on the long-term care insurance premiums. And I'll tell you what's great about that is that you can deduct those premiums on the front end and the benefit still comes back to you tax-free on the back end. And I do have one carrier that offers a 10-pay traditional plan. It's designed specifically for that, for a business that can carve out, like a C corporation that can write off those big payments. So they're going to maybe put, you know, $15,000 into their plan for 10 years, but that's all tax deductible. And so that's where a traditional plan might make sense in that C corporation type of business. Or if I have a smaller plan, I'm an S corporation, a sole proprietor, I can still deduct some of those premiums. The other nice thing about the traditional plan is the premiums stop when you go on claim. Remember that. You are not paying into those premiums forever unless you live forever. But the bottom line is most people are going to go on claim before they die, and that's when the premiums are going to stop. So that waiver premium is put in there, and that means they can be a lot less expensive than trying to set up an asset-based plan, which maybe requires more money up front. And the other thing is, if you have a guaranteed income source, so let's say that you have really good pension and Social Security and you can afford that annual payment, maybe you traded in your big retirement account for a guaranteed income, or you took the pension option, that's where a traditional plan might make more sense. We don't want to take a big chunk out of your nest egg to put an asset-based plan up front, but we do have the cash flow, or you have rental income, you have business income, you have something that can just sit there and make those annual payments. We would maybe look at a traditional plan there. And lastly, if you have a smaller estate, let's say that you've got maybe a couple $100,000 total of savings, but you have good income, you now can go in and get a smaller long-term care plan on a traditional model that meets the state partnership rules. And so what that says is, if I run out of that bucket of money, I have $250,000 of long-term care insurance, I use all of it and I run out, now I can protect $250,000 of assets and still get help from Medicaid. So that's where we will look at these traditional plans, is for people that maybe have smaller estates, because remember, without that, you're going to be forced to spend all your money down to $2,000 as a single person, and then you're turning over your income, and then Medicaid kicks in. So you're essentially busted when you're on Medicaid. You're a ward of the state at that point. the state partnership programs just allow us to protect some assets. They're still going to turn over your income. You're still going to be awarded the state, but you might be able to have $200,000 or $250,000 that you can access, which you wouldn't otherwise have if you didn't have a state partnership plan. So those are some of the examples and some of the situations where we would look at a traditional plan. Now, who is an asset-based plan for? Who should really be looking into that? Number one, if you're like our clients of the week, like Peter and Becky, if you have money that you can just reposition, and you have a 401k, you have an IRA, you have money that you're really not using for income, that you can reposition a big chunk, asset-based plans make the most sense because, again, you're guaranteed to get your money back either way, and you can set up, like we did on our client of the week, a lifetime benefit of long-term care so you have unlimited guaranteed leverage, which means you know that I'm going to, you know, set aside this amount of money, but it's going to give me an unlimited amount of long-term care, where you can't do that if you just have your money. All your money's at risk then. The other thing you do, you know, if you don't want to have an annual payment, long-term care plans, traditionally, you got to sit there and pay and pay and pay. An asset-based plan, you can pay up front, or you can pay like our client of the week last week. We had a 10-pay. She just wanted to have her plan fully funded before she retired. You can do that with these asset and these hybrid-based plans. Another thing to keep in mind is maybe you want a guaranteed level payment. You're saying, look, I'll pay over time. I don't mind that. I just want to eliminate the risk of my premiums going up in the future. That's where an ongoing payment on one of these asset or hybrid-based plans will work. Now, think about kind of what we're talking about here today. A lot of people still are assuming asset-based is just a one and done. The vast majority of our asset-based plans will be either a chunk of money in or a chunk of money paid over time. A lot of people still make those payments over time, and you can do that, but the payments are guaranteed limit. And again, the other issue is if we have all these limited pay options on these hybrid plans, so I can say, hey, I want a plan paid up by the time I'm 65, or I want a paid up plan in 5 years. That's where those asset-based plans are really going to shine. And then lastly, I think if you're a believer, and I was hesitant to bring this in on the show, but if you're a believer that you're really not going to use long-term care insurance, but you want it just in case, that's really where the asset-based plans shine out, because we can design a plan that's guaranteed to get all your money back, even more money back to your estate. And I've had several clients that will come in and put, you know, $300,000 or $400,000 into a plan, and they're guaranteed to get $600,000 back to their estate. And so what they're really saying is, like, I don't think I'm going to need long-term care, but if I do, at least I have this plan in place. But if I don't need long-term care, I want this money going back to my estate. And you can do that with an asset-based plan. Again, a traditional plan, if you get lucky and you never use your plan, there's nothing left to the estate. That money was just spent. However, for a lot of people, that's still going to be the least effective way to do it. On an asset-based plan, I can design plans that are guaranteed to get every single dime I put into the plan back or more, even if I don't use my long-term care. So those are some of the situations that you might want to consider when we're saying, do I want a traditional plan? Do I want an asset-based plan? I'm not going to stand up here in front of you and say, hey, there's always a better choice. Asset-based is always better, or traditional is always better. It really depends on your situation. So I'm just wrapping up the show here. Again, I look forward to seeing everybody over in Bellevue this morning. I'm just headed over there right now, so we'll be ready for our 9 o'clock kickoff. Our next class is January the 18th at 9 o'clock. You can sign up on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. It's right there on the homepage under upcoming events. And while you're there, check out some of our top-rated local reviews and read a little bit on our website. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.